From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Tuesday night's Democratic debate, with six of the top candidates vying for voters' hearts and minds, was the last one before the Iowa caucuses. As Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders surged ahead in polls, in spite of corporate media's negative coverage or lack of coverage, he continued to be targeted on Tuesday night, not as much by his fellow candidates as by the hosts from CNN and the Des Moines Register. Among the issues that came up was Senator Elizabeth Warren's assertion that Sanders privately told her in 2018 a woman couldn't win the White House. Although there was some tension between the two candidates, neither appeared to take CNN's bait directly. CNN continued to echo right-wing talking points on the other issues that were raised, including on foreign policy, trade, and healthcare. My guest is Jeff Cohen. He's a media critic, writer, and retired journalism professor at Ithaca College. He founded the media watchdog group FAIR, as well as the group RootsAction.org. Welcome, Jeff.
Great to be with you.
So, first of all, just days before this CNN-hosted debate in collaboration with the Des Moines Register, it was a CNN article that publicized this issue of Warren saying that Sanders told her in 2018 a woman couldn't win. Then CNN referred to its own article during the debate and stated what Warren said as fact. So I want to just begin with this big issue because that's what was on everyone's minds going into the debate, and that seemed to take center stage during the debate and in media coverage after the debate. Do you feel that the deck was basically stacked against Sanders right from the start?
Well, on that particular issue, yes. And CNN has an anti-Bernie bias that is as stark and open as Fox News bias against most Democrats. They're not even camouflaging it anymore.
So the question that was asked itself was so indicative. The CNN host Abby Phillips said that Senator Warren confirmed in the statement, "You told her you did not believe that a woman could win the election." Now, she could have said, "Did you say that?" Instead, she asked, "Why did you say that?" That's a loaded question,
then,
right?
And then after Bernie in the debate in front of Abby Phillips denies it vociferously, she then turns and the crowd laughed.
Yeah.
She turns to Warren and said, "What did you think when Bernie said that to you?" I mean, again, there's not even an attempt when it comes to Bernie Sanders to be journalistic or fair.
So what do you make of the broad media fixation on this issue? Sanders and Warren have had a sort of non-confrontational pact. They've been friends on so many issues. They align with one another. Some have suggested that this is a desperate attempt by Warren, who's been falling in the polls, to make herself relevant a few weeks ahead of the Iowa caucuses. Others have suggested this is just the media's gleeful enjoyment of a rift between the two most progressive candidates. What do you think?
It's both. I mean, Warren is still my second choice. I'm very disappointed in her. Her campaign has generated a smear. But yes, the mainstream media has been trying to stir this up for month after month after month. I mean, the first report that got the tensions going between the two campaigns came out of Politico, and it was a good report. It had nothing to do with a private meeting. But the reporter there said that the two candidates had largely abstained from attacking one another despite regular prodding from reporters. I mean, everyone knows that the reporters have been prodding this, and it's pretty clear that corporate media outlets, a lot of them, are having trouble hiding their glee that the two anti-corporate candidates are fighting each other.
And actually, I want to stay on that political story for a minute, because that came out just a couple of days before the CNN article on a different issue. That political article was titled "Bernie Campaign Slams Warren as Candidate of the Elite." And actually, it was one volunteer saying on a on an online forum, listing a bunch of talking points without being vetted by the Sanders campaign, suggesting that that Warren be essentially held up as someone who's going to be supported by highly educated, more affluent people. And it also actually contrasts Sanders with other candidates, such as former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. And it has been, I understand, the Sanders campaign, part of their platform, part of their practice to not negatively compare Sanders to the other candidates. So it seems as though even this particular political article was taken out of context. But Warren responded by saying that she wouldn't accept Bernie Sanders trashing her, or the campaign trashing her. So she legitimized that political article.
Yeah, there's no doubt. At least the Politico article had some substance. Volunteers using talking points either on the phone or door to door. When you're in Iowa, and I've been in Iowa during pre-caucus time, every time you go to a door, you make a phone call, you're asked about these other candidates. So I don't know how high up it was. You're probably right, it didn't come out of Vermont, but there were talking points saying Warren supporters tend to be well-educated, upper middle class. They're going to vote anyhow for whoever the Democrat nominee is. Bernie's bringing in all these new voters. That's a talking point. I don't necessarily disagree with it. I frankly believe Bernie and Warren will bring in a lot of new voters if either one of them is the nominee. But you're right. The campaigns have been making very nice with each other, in spite of constant prodding, and that Politico article you mentioned that caused the negative reaction from Warren, and it obviously led to that next step, where Team Warren decided, well, we're going to smear Bernie. But that article admitted that the two candidates had largely abstained from attacking each other, despite regular prodding from reporters.
Right.
I found that to be one of the more revealing articles in the one of the most revealing sentences in the Politico report.
Right. The New York Times then made much of it, saying that Elizabeth Warren says Bernie Sanders sent volunteers, quote, out to trash me. And so it's absolutely true that the corporate media has been quite gleeful about the supposed feud between the two top progressive candidates, who also happen to be two of the four top candidates overall, which is a fact that they continually miss. That of the top four candidates, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, two of the top four together are regularly commanding almost 50% of support.
Well, but I mean, think about it. I support Bernie. Warren's my second choice. If the caucuses ended up like this poll that scared the hell out of corporate mainstream media, with Bernie number one and Warren number two, that would be a big victory for the American left and a big rejection of corporate media propaganda. RootsAction.org has put out this bumper sticker that's doing quite well: "Defy corporate media, vote Bernie." And I think there's so much animosity. After the CNN debate, what was trending was hashtag CNN is trash, or hashtag CNN is Fox. I mean, people are going through all of the questions asked of Bernie, and all of the right wing or corporate spin embedded in each question. My favorite was from Wolf Blitzer, the war hawk, when he says the Ayatollah of Iran has called for the U.S. to withdraw all troops from the Middle East, and you make that call as well, Senator Sanders. I mean, it's almost laughable. And the other one, what are you going to do to avoid having your proposals bankrupting the country, unquote? It's absurd.
Let's actually take a listen to this issue of foreign policy. One of the issues that Sanders has raised when it comes to Biden, who looks like he'll be the biggest challenge facing Sanders, is Biden's vote on the Iraq war. I know that you've been someone who has followed the issue of the Iraq war for many, many years. This is what Sanders and Biden said to one another around the issue of the Iraq war during the Democratic debate on Tuesday night.
Joe and I listened to what Dick Cheney and George Bush and Rumsfeld had to say. I thought they were lying. I didn't believe them for a moment. I took to the floor. I did everything I could to prevent that war. Joe saw it differently.
And that's Bernie Sanders on Tuesday night speaking to Joe Biden about the issue of the Iraq war, which, of course, is very relevant today, given how close the U.S. is coming to a war with Iran. Now, Biden defended himself, saying that he was essentially tasked by Barack Obama while he was vice president to help end the Iraq war. How substantive was the discussion around foreign policy, in particular Iraq?
Well, I'm glad it came up. When Bernie attacks Biden for accepting the lies of Cheney and Bush, he's also indirectly attacking CNN, because CNN was spewing the misinformation coming from Cheney and Bush in 2002, 2003. So there's no doubt that so many of these things that Bernie says are irritating, not just to Biden as a corporate Democratic candidate, but to CNN itself. When you're attacking the Iraq war and all the lies that led to it, and Bernie was vociferous about it the other night on CNN, you're also attacking CNN. When you talk about the greed of the pharmaceutical and insurance companies, when you're talking about healthcare, you're talking about some of the big sponsors of CNN. So there's no doubt that the from the reporters to the management to the owners of CNN, which is AT&T, they are uncomfortable with all of the things that Bernie says and lots of the things that Warren says, and it's obvious that they never will admit their bias. In fact, they're getting more and more naked about it.
Another discussion revolved around the issue of trade, which is really important when it comes to American workers and the environment. The United States, Mexico-Canada trade agreement, USMCA, which replaced NAFTA, was a topic of conversation. Even though just hours after the debate, the U.S. signed a trade deal with China, but the USMCA was a big point, and Sanders was slammed for not supporting it. I believe all the other candidates said that they did support it because it was, you know, going in the right direction. AFL-CIO has thrown its support behind it. Sanders pivoted to the issue of climate change and the environment. How do you think CNN did on this issue of trade?
Well, it's fascinating because Bernie explained pretty clearly, I'm against NAFTA 2.0. It does not even mention climate change. The three countries involved, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., are major oil and gas providers. The treaty doesn't mention climate chaos. All the major environmental groups are opposing it on that basis. And when Bernie brought that up, one of the panelists on the CNN debate interrupts Bernie and says, No, we're going to talk about climate later. We're talking about trade, sort of admonishing him. Again, it was total bias. We talked a little bit about Iran and Iraq. When they bring up the troops, and again, they were trying to isolate Bernie because he's pretty adamant that all the troops should come out. And it's not allowed for a CNN interviewer at a debate to say, well, if we do leave troops in the Middle East, that's awfully expensive. Why? How are you going to pay for that, Mr. Biden or Mr. Buttigieg? That's not what they do. When it comes to military deployment, and CNN has cheerled for almost every military deployment there have been in recent decades, they will never bring up the cost in U.S. taxpayer money of military deployment. But as soon as healthcare came up, that's all they wanted to talk about, was the cost of providing universal healthcare. So again, the bias is getting more and more naked.
And the issue of Medicare for All is, you know, constantly raised. First of all, the fact that it is a talking point should be a sign of success of the campaigns that have been backing Medicare for All, and one of whose biggest proponents has been Bernie Sanders. And it comes up in every debate, usually in the form of how are you going to pay for it, rather than let's critique the current healthcare system, right? I mean, if there was a fairer debate process, I could imagine independent moderators asking all candidates, what are you going to do about the current mess that our existing healthcare system is in, that generally doesn't come up because it's assumed that the current healthcare system works just fine, even though there's tremendous evidence showing that it doesn't work fine. I was surprised that Elizabeth Warren didn't even mention the words Medicare for All on Tuesday night's debate. She seems to have backed off from that.
She's been retreating from that. Yeah. But you've raised such an important point. And, you know, when Bernie raises it, no one else does, and certainly not a CNN panelist. But Bernie says the cost of the status quo of keeping a wasteful, bureaucratic, corporate-dominated healthcare system is far more than the cost of Medicare for All. It's hard to counter that argument. So Bernie raises it, the other candidates don't join him, and then it's as if no one said it. But, you know, Sonali, you and I mentioned this a couple months ago when I was on your show. You know, there's the old George Carlin joke. And it goes, he's playing a sportscaster. We have a partial score in from the West Coast, Los Angeles 6. And then it gives no other score. If you're only giving the score of Medicare for All, and yes, it will cost trillions of dollars, and you're not giving the score of what staying with the corporate-dominated, bureaucratic, wasteful, cost-ineffective status quo system, you're not giving that other score. You're doing what the media does well, which is media propaganda by omission.
What do you make of the fact that the issue of impeachment, which is unfolding, you know, right now, there's going to be a Senate trial next week, was not one that was raised in any substantive way. And, you know, I suppose we should be thankful that Democrats aren't, at least the progressive Democrats, aren't basing their entire candidacy on being not Trump.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is the one thing I could support or applaud in the CNN debate, is that they didn't waste too much time on impeachment. I mean, reporters that are in Iowa and campaigners, they're not hearing much talk about impeachment. All you heard from CNN and MSNBC for years was Mueller, 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 Russia, 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 impeachment. But that's not what voters care about. And I think the reporters that have spent, even mainstream, that have spent the most time in Iowa, realize that's not a big issue for voters. The big issues are healthcare, tax, you know, the priorities of the federal government, minimum wage, child care, all of these issues that Bernie and Warren are pretty good on and resonate with voters. So that was the one thing I could say I'm happy about in the recent CNN debate, which is they didn't waste all the hours and hours and hours on Russiagate or Ukraine, which is what they do night after night after night.
Let's also talk about how CNN has performed in general over various debates. When it comes to hosting Democratic debates, they tend to bring in their centrist moderators with a centrist and sometimes right-wing talking points. How does that contrast with how they host Republican debates?
Yeah, that's really important. CNN hosted four debates in 2016, four Republican debates. At every Republican debate, they added to their panel of questioner at least one right-winger, right-wing partisan. On all four debates, they had Hugh Hewitt, the right-wing talk show host. At one Republican debate in 2016, they had just two CNN reporters joined by the right-wing talk show host, Hugh Hewitt, and a right-wing reporter from the Washington Times. So it was two added-on right-wing journalists and two CNN reporters. Now, rootsaction.org has made a demand month after month that CNN should, in basic fairness, add a progressive panelist to their own questioners so that the debate more resonates with the Democratic or progressive half of the country. And they won't do it. I mean, they could easily add a journalist from The Intercept or from The Nation or from Democracy Now! Or from Rise Up with Sonali, but they don't do it. And it's fascinating to me. It says everything you need to know about CNN. Yes, they hate Trump, but they fear and loathe the left more than the right. And so here you have an example where when it's a Republican debate, they make sure they add on right-wing interviewers at the debate. But when it's a Democratic debate, they won't add progressive journalists to their panel. And I mean, it's really telling because we see the bias that comes out of CNN. This constant questioning, are you going to bankrupt the country, Bernie? It doesn't come up when the military's budget keeps going through the roof. The issue of bankrupting the country doesn't come up when Trump is cutting taxes on the rich. But when a progressive politician proposes popular, and polls show a lot of these programs are popular with Republicans, popular social programs, all of a sudden the issue of cost comes up and the issue of bankrupting the country. And I've got to tell you that 2 days before the CNN debate, they had a hit piece against Bernie that basically said his programs will bankrupt the country. They're as big as the New Deal programs of Franklin Roosevelt. And who was the first source that CNN quoted in their hit job on Bernie's programs bankrupting the country? Larry Summers, the Wall Street economist who was the Treasury Secretary under Clinton, when they and Summers pushed aggressively to deregulate Wall Street, which led 8 years later, directly led to the Wall Street crash. Again, being someone responsible for the Wall Street crash or responsible for the invasion of Iraq or responsible for surveillance or torture, that gets you on CNN night after night, you're fine. But if you're someone who's a progressive advocate, you don't get on CNN's panels, and you don't get on the endless punditizing after the debate. There's never someone who supports Bernie. There's all these people that are clearly, they love Amy Klobuchar, they love Biden, they love Buttigieg, a couple of them think Warren's okay. None of them support Bernie, and they drone on hour after hour immediately after the debate telling you who won, and we're supposed to pretend that it's an unbiased panel coming from CNN. MSNBC does the same thing.
Right. And of course, the DNC, the Democratic Convention, chooses to work with corporate media outlets. They could do debates a totally different way if they wanted. They just don't.
That's the key point. The Democratic National Committee allows these corporate networks to run the debates and makes no demands. It would be very easy for DNC to say, we're going to allow CNN and Des Moines Register to sponsor this debate, but you have to choose, add a progressive panelist to your CNN panel like you did for the right wing at all the Republican debates in 2015, 2016. It's obvious.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Always a pleasure having you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jeff Cohen is a media critic, writer, and retired journalism professor at Ithaca College. He founded the media watchdog group FAIR, as well as the group RootsAction.org. We've been discussing Tuesday night's Democratic debate. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can subscribe to our daily newsletter, as well as to our video channel on Vimeo, and find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify.